Wherever you go this summer, take your Raycons with you. Raycon wireless earbuds give you crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands and are built to go wherever you go with seamless Bluetooth pairing and up to 24 hours of battery life. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
You have any plans to visit the border?
At some point, you know, we are going to the border. We've been to the border.
I know from experience, dude. You know what I mean?
No, you don't.
Well, not me personally, but a guy I know.
No, they didn't.
No, they didn't. But you can imagine what it'd be like if they did, right? Huh?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I was on Long Island this weekend, and I was really disturbed. I saw, in some cases, just dozens of American flags, which, you know, is also just disturbing because essentially the message was clear. It was, this is my country. This is not your country. I own this.
We've got to run to the trouble, folks. And what is the trouble? The trouble is the Biden administration that is seeking to turn this country into a socialist hellhole.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
It was only a matter of time. You know, first they were offering donuts to take the shot. Then hamburgers. Then beer and wine in New Jersey. And now, it was only a question of which state would do it first. It turns out to be the state of Washington. The Washington Liquor and Cannabis Board announced Monday. See, it's a very primitive state, Taylor. Here we have the Alcohol Beverage Control Commission and we have the Cannabis Control Commission. So we can have two sets of hacks, one for booze and one for weed. But the Washington Liquor and Cannabis Board announced Monday that it has authorized Joints for Jabs promotions, providing a temporary allowance for dispensaries to give customers a pre-rolled joint if they're vaccinated on-site at in-store clinics. The ordinance will be in effect between June 7th and July 12th. It will apply solely to cannabis dispensaries. Well, I wasn't expecting any of my local neighborhood dealers to give me free weed if I got a shot. They're not handing out shots, right, Grace?
You're just jealous. I heard you go over that list. Your mouth was watering. First it was burgers and donuts. And what'd you get, Howie? Nothing.
I got nothing. I just got a free jab, that's all. And then a pat on the back and I sent on my merry way back to my place in Palm Beach. It's in walking distance, my doctor's office. It will apply solely to cannabis dispensaries. Hosting is in New Jersey. Hosting an active vaccine clinic at the retail location and will be limited to one complimentary joint per customer. Well, What if you get one of the double shot vaccines? You're only going to get one shot? Can you get half of a joint? Like a roach? Can you get a roach? Two roaches? But there it is. I don't think this is going to have a discernible, measurable effect. Number one, I haven't been to any of the marijuana dispensaries, but I'm going to guess that they have grades of weed, just like they have grades of booze or, you know, they have better wines or better beers. I'm going to guess you're not going to get your really primo stuff when you get in the cannabis dispensary. 802 says, could condoms for communes be far behind? And 251, we're holding out for the hard drugs. Maybe the hard drugs would get people in there. But there was a poll out today saying that of the people who haven't gotten the shots yet, which is now a minority. It's a huge minority, tens of millions of people, but it's still a minority of the adult population. 78% of them say they're not getting a shot. And I tell you what, I do not think that a joint is going to turn anybody around.
Well, not in that way.
Now they're demanding other handout, 781. I would demand free ammo for getting vaccinated, shots for shots. That has a better ring to it, I think, than jabs for joints, or joints for jabs, shots for shots. And don't ask me for an ID, as that would be racist. 844-500-4242, 603. Charlie Parker is giving out free menthols. Oh, he would never give out free menthols. And a copy of Liz Warren's latest book, If You Get a Shot in Massachusetts.
Newports for inoculations.
Oh, God. 844-500-4242, 774. I guess now we can say that marijuana truly is a gateway drug. Yeah. It's, but you know, again, it's, that's, it was, I think it was to be expected.
Where are your vaccination reparations? That's what I want to know. All the freebies that
I missed,
you missed out on the first rounders.
I know. I did the right thing. I did the right thing. And now I didn't get any weed. I didn't get any beer. I didn't get any wine. I didn't even get a crummy donut.
I would like to get my hair colored for a jab. It's getting pretty pricey. I need to retouch my blonde, my roots.
How about a pedicure?
I don't know. That's a little, at this point, I'm going for the more high-priced item.
Yeah.
Maybe a spray tan.
I don't know.
I'll go for a stack of lumber.
That would be for the entire Cormier clan, extended clan. That's what a little stack of lumber would cost you. 617, where can I get me a lid of Wellesley Wowie? 603, Quaaludes for COVIDs. Yeah, 844, joints for J&J, too. There's all kinds of, marijuana for Moderna for marijuana. There are all kinds of ways you could go with this.
Pfizer for fentanyl.
Yeah. So now we're starting to get into the X-rated stuff, which the guys say, I know you can't read this. Yes, I can't read this on the air, what they're saying. 844-500-4242. There were a couple of great sound cuts and tweets that I wanted to read today or mention before we get any further. And I think my favorite text of the day, or a tweet, this was, they're really angry about Joe Manchin saying he's not going to vote to end the republic. He's not going to get rid of the filibuster, and he's not going to get rid of, he's not going to vote for HR1 to overturn the Constitution on election laws. And so they're so angry. So this is Jemele Hill, formerly of ESPN. I don't know where the hell she is now. This is so on brand for this country. Record number of black voters show up to save this democracy, only for white supremacy to be upheld by a cowardly, power-hungry white dude. Joe Manchin is a clown, she said, very graciously, very moderately. But here's the one I really like even more. This is an aide to Dick Durbin of Illinois about Joe Manchin. I don't think our founding fathers anticipated the survival of this democratic experiment to rest in the hands of a man who lives in a houseboat. Now, I did not know that Joe Manchin lived in a houseboat, but apparently he does. As the Wall Street Journal asks, what's wrong with houseboats? Does anyone in the audience have a problem with a houseboat? I used to read the Travis McGee books, the novels, in the old days. They were pretty decent for their time by John D. McDonald. He lived on a houseboat, the busted flush.
Does he have to pay an excise tax on his home?
I don't know. I don't know. But she was, this woman was down on the, said that the founding fathers did not anticipate the survival of this democratic experiment to rest in the hands of a man who lives in a houseboat. I could be wrong, but I don't think Alexander Hamilton, James Madison, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, I don't think they were really thinking too much about houseboats. 844-500-4242. Now people are angry at me. Why are they doing this, bribing you to take shots? Why? Doobies for doses. That's a good one. When the bleep are you going to grow the bleep up? You should be asking, why are these bleep bleeps doing anything and everything to lure people to take the shot? And that's before they eventually force those of us who refuse to subject ourselves to an experimental RNA therapy. Now do it. Ask the question. You know, I don't know the answer to that. It's ridiculous. Don't blame me for what's going on. You can do what you want. I'm not telling you what to do. Go ahead and hold out. Get a doobie for a dose, as somebody else puts it.
Roaches for Rona.
Right. 508, first I paid off my student loans, and now I got the vaccine too soon. I'm holding out and not paying my mortgage. Hooters for Shooters. There's another one. 844-500-4242. All right. If you could support your overall cognitive health with a convenient, delicious daily chew, why wouldn't you? That's why I take Super Beats Memory and Focus Chews. Well, right now I'm not taking them because I've run out and I miss them. And I just ordered some more, and they're going to be getting here any day. I'll put them up for the social media when they arrive. But I love Super Beats Memory and Focus Chews, just like I love Super Beats Heart Chews. Now, from the makers of Super Beats Heart Chews, Memory and Focus is their newest product that helps promote brain blood flow and support your overall cognitive health.
When are we getting the new ones in? The VIPs have been complaining.
Well, I should have them in. Ask Alex. I told her to order some yesterday. I think they should be in the next couple of days. Yeah, the VIPs love them when they're in. Research has shown that by promoting blood flow, you can support cardiovascular and cognitive health. Combining clinically studied ingredients unique to this product, Superbeats Memory and Focus promotes brain blood flow, supports memory alertness, and helps support reduced perceptions of mental fatigue. Superbeats Memory and Focus supports brain health two ways, by promoting blood flow and supporting healthy levels of BDNF. BDNF is a key neuroprotein essential to sustaining memory, learning, and higher thinking as we age. And like all other Superbeats products, Superbeats Memory and Focus was crafted under the careful guidance of scientists and features clinically studied key ingredients. It's the only cognitive chew of its kind. Support your brain health and cognitive performance with Superbeats Memory and Focus. Take advantage of this limited time offer today. Get a free supply of new Superbeats Memory and Focus with your next purchase of Superbeats Heart Chews. You know how good they are. They're great for your circulation, your blood pressure, and energy levels. Go to superbeatsradio.com/Howie. You'll get a 30-day supply of Superbeats Memory and Focus with your order of Superbeats Heart Chews. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to The Howie Carr Show. He's always ready with kind words of advice for the up-and-comers in the biz.
I told you this newspaper racket was a dog's life, fellow. Now maybe you believe me. Take these pictures to the Globe and get you $200.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
Support your brain health and cognitive performance with clinically studied ingredients found only in Superbeats Memory and Focus Chews. Get a 30-day supply of Superbeats Memory and Focus with your purchase of Superbeats Heart Chews when you shop at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Kamala Harris ever be the president of the United States?
I certainly hope not. But on the other hand, Joe Biden is non compos mentis already, and he's got 3+ years to go. I'm going to say I'm voting with my heart and say no.
That's your heart? That's what your heart tells you?
Yes. Not my brain.
Oh, your mind tells you yes.
Yes.
But your body's telling you no. 69%.
I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful in my heart. Hope burns eternal, as Mumbles Menino used to say.
69% say no. She'll never be the president.
Let's hope so. Let's hope so. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. People are perplexed by this statement by this Dick Durbin aide that Joe Manchin is somehow to be shunned or disturbed because he lives on a houseboat. 978 said he's ready for the rising tides. And I mean, isn't this the ultimate green? You know, he's not taking up land. Listen, Grace just brought me in a story. This is from, I don't know where it's from, but it's, this is, "Are floating houses a genius solution to climate change?" The Hill. This is from The Hill. "How floating architecture could help save cities from rising seas." He should be saluted. What did Jane Fonda? Jane Fonda should be moving to a houseboat. She says there's only 9 years left, and we have to. Why doesn't she put her body on a houseboat? She says we have to put our body somewhere to stop all this stuff. So, but rather than simply building higher seawalls to hold back the floodwaters, many builders and urban planners are turning to floating and amphibious architectures and finding ways to adapt buildings to this new reality. It's kind of like Waterworld. That crappy movie with Kevin Costner way back when. They spent billions on that because they apparently were going to shoot everything on the ocean or on the sea, and they didn't realize that the color of the water in the ocean is changing all the time depending on whether there's a cloud going by or what time of day it is. So I don't know. I don't know why they're so angry at Joe Manchin for that, but I guess these people lose their sense of perspective very quickly. That's what being woke is all about. So speaking of nuts, Mara Gay, believe it or not, this is the woman who was, she's on the editorial board of the New York Times, and she hates seeing American flags on pickup trucks on Long Island. I'm sure even if there weren't American flags, she would just plain hate seeing pickup trucks. But what really gets me is she says that she's seen the pickup trucks last weekend and they had expletives. No.
She said explicatives.
Explicatives, excuse me. She said there were explicatives, not expletives. There were explicatives on these trucks. And again, remember, this is a woman. She's not just a reporter. She's on the editorial board. That means she writes editorials for the New York Times, and she doesn't know the difference between expletive and explicatives. That's not all she doesn't know. As, they used to say of a famous player in the old ABA, Wendell Ladner, he doesn't know the meaning of the word fear. He also doesn't know the meaning of a lot of other words. This is Mara Gay doesn't know the meaning of the word expletive. I think she doesn't know the meaning of a lot of other words. All right, let's play the cut.
I was on Long Island this weekend visiting a really dear friend, and I was really disturbed. I saw, dozens and dozens of pickup trucks with, explicatives against Joe Biden on the back of them, yep. Trump yep. flags, and some cases just dozens of American flags, which, is also just disturbing because essentially the message was clear. It was, this is my country. This is not your yep. country. I own this.
Okay. So Mara Gay, you may recall her from the Bloomberg campaign after it went under last year, last spring. She went on with another brain surgeon by the name of Brian Williams, another credit to journalism. And this is what they were talking about, how much money that he had spent on his campaign, hundreds of millions of dollars.
Somebody tweeted recently that actually with the money he spent, he could have given every American $1 million.
I've got it. Let's put it up on the screen. When I read it tonight on social media, it kind of all became clear. Bloomberg spent $500 million on ads, U.S. population 327 million. Don't tell us if you're ahead of us on the math. He could have given each American $1 million and have had lunch money left over. It's an incredible way of putting it.
It's an incredible way of putting it. It's true. It's disturbing.
It's disturbing. Just like seeing those explicatives. So 327 million Americans into $500 million and Mara Gay from the New York Times and Brian Williams from MSNBC think that goes more than a million. No, not quite. It's not even $2.
Why make trillions when we could make billions?
Mara Gay. She's as good at math as she is at the English language. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. You know, we were speculating last week if you had a celebrity politician Jeopardy game. I mean, you would obviously want Biden and Kamala Harris in there together, but who would be the third one? I'm going to nominate Mara Gay after these last two sound cuts with the explicatives. And again, as you reminded this morning, Grace, not being able to do simple math.
Brian Williams is right there with her, though.
But you only got room for three.
And whoever's in charge of the graphics department at MSNBC, because that's the scary part about a lot of this, is that it has to go through
layers.
It's like, Howie, when I used to write some of your tweets up, I would show you a tweet and you would say, Grace, it's not Rhodes Scholar, R-O-A-D-S. You got to fix that. There's a layer of protection. But these people pull up the graphic, put it on there, and they're like, look how great this is. And it takes regular people on Twitter saying, you guys have fuzzy math, for them to figure it out.
Yeah.
I do love, though, speaking of Celebrity Jeopardy, remember when Alex Trebek was alive and they would do they would do a lot of the anchors, like they'd have Anderson Cooper, and it was Celebrity Jeopardy, but it was a lot of times these fancy elite liberals.
Yeah.
And they would dumb down the game. It would sound like a regular Jeopardy. They'd make them easier. But it was
Celebrity Jeopardy.
It was always interesting
seeing a mass Jeopardy.
It was always interesting seeing how many things they didn't get right. I'm not saying I'm a Jeopardy pro, but even that.
Well, I guess last week they had one that came on, and I saw it on the internet, so it must have been pretty embarrassing. They had a category, for the government of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from this earth. And they couldn't come up with who it was. Nobody could come up with it. I mean, that's pretty basic stuff.
Howie, I have a question.
That's, in case you're wondering, Gettysburg Address.
I have a question. So you were just talking about Joe Manchin's houseboat?
Yes.
Who said, was it Jemele Hill who said that the founding fathers didn't plan on a
No,
guy?
That was an aide to Dick Durbin, the senator from Illinois. And apparently somebody said, you know, you look like a real fool for putting that up there, because the tweet was rapidly deleted, unlike Jemele Hill's.
Well, my question is, do you think the founding fathers, like, if we're going to play this game of if they were here or what they thought of us, do you think maybe, like, all of us using terms like birthing people or illegal aliens flooding our border, do you think anything else would concern them more than Joe Manchin living on a houseboat? I feel like they'd have bigger fish to fry if they came back today.
Yeah, I mean, they knew people who lived on boats. You know, when the Minutemen went dressed up as Indians and you know, threw the tea into the harbor, I'll bet there were some watchmen on that boat, living on that boat, right?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I couldn't live on a boat. I get very, very seasick. But I salute people who do, putting their bodies on the line and on the water for us.
Yes. A lot of people live on boats. Very close to me, where I live.
Yes, I'm sure.
Yeah.
All right, so this is Grace's News. We have some updates for you. Job openings soar to new record of 9.3 million as workers stay on the sidelines.
Maybe we should offer some drugs to people who go back to work. No, that's not going to work. No. Maybe a vaccine is one thing, but offering joints to go back to work is just not going to pan out whatsoever.
Yeah, especially right now, because some places are offering bonuses for people. Some states are saying, you know what, we're not going to give more help to people that are staying on the couch, but we will give you a bonus if you get a job or if you go to interviews. Mm-hmm. I think that's a good idea. I have no problem with that.
603 points out that does Mara Gay get frightened by the song, "This Land Is Your Land, This Land Is My Land"? Yeah. What is? I mean, what's the problem, Mara?
Wait till she finds out Joe Manchin lives on a houseboat. Then she's going to be really disturbed. If she thinks American flags are bad.
What's worse, a pickup truck or a houseboat for these people?
I think a pickup truck. It's too much masculinity. A houseboat. All right, so I wanted to play a little bit of sound here. Jen Psaki held a press conference, and a lot of the questions were revolving around Lester Holt's recent interview with Kamala Harris. I know, Howie, that you've talked about this interview. I do want to mention one more time for people, keep in mind Lester Holt is the guy who was completely fooled by propagandists in North Korea when he went and covered a ski resort opening there. So this isn't exactly, you know, someone who you have to be on your game to get something passed. He's a very soft interview.
But he's a good anchor. I used to appear in the old days when I would go on MSNBC sometimes, I would go on with him. He always asked the right questions. But, you know, again, you're right. I mean, there was no follow-through or anything like that.
Right. Well, he's just it's a warm audience. And there's nothing wrong with having a warm audience. It's a good time, Howie, to hit a home run is when you have an audience that wants to enjoy you.
He's what the Brits call, and so accurately, a news reader.
Yes.
He's not a journalist. He's a news reader.
And that's okay. We need news readers.
Right, exactly.
But you know what the interesting thing, and I always think about this, you know, and you've had this, Howie, like when we used to go to your night of crimes, okay, you're not as nervous to go on stage there because people came to see you. People want to laugh. It's a warm audience. People
right.
are excited. Every time Kamala Harris goes to one of these interviews, they want her to hit it out of the park. They want to enjoy her. They want to encourage her. And yet, she still bombs every time. It's kind of amazing. So of course the press, they think that people like Howie and myself and Taylor, we're all seizing, we're all pouncing, and there's a new term. We are all going crazy. This reporter, her name is Katie.
It's a very ableist statement, going crazy.
You know what? That you're absolutely correct. I thought that isn't that one of those words that company said you can't go crazy. You can't say going crazy.
Google has a new app. They can. Change
and,
that.
And you can't point. And you can't go into something just like you can't go into something blind, right?
Yeah, or you can't be blacklisted.
Right. And I guess in AP style book, a boat can no longer limp into port. I always wondered how boats could limp.
Or you
but
can't,
you know, I'm sure you can't do that anymore.
Or I don't think you can say tone deaf anymore either.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things like that. But I guess it doesn't matter to the New York Times. This is another New York Times expert. Katie Rogers asked Jen Psaki about all the conservatives going crazy. Let's play this. Cut 22, please.
Republicans and conservatives are, you know, going crazy on Twitter, sending pictures,
worked up.
Sending video of her interview with Lester Holt, you know, saying, I've not been to Europe either. Does the president think there is a scenario in which she should visit the border, and also the mounting criticism from conservatives? Would that ever factor into a decision to send her down there? I mean, don't they have a point that if she has this task in front of her, should she not see the end cause as well as the root cause of migration?
Well, first, as I said to Peter, at some point she may go to the border. I don't have any trips to preview for you or predict or timeline for that. But what I would reiterate is that her assignment was to work with countries and leaders in the Northern Triangle to address root causes, address corruption, ensure we're working together to address humanitarian concerns. I will say we're not taking advice from former President Trump or most of the Republicans who are criticizing us on this, given they were all sitting there while we created this problem we walked into, both at the border and with the movement of migration that has been growing over the last year. So we're not taking our guidance and advice from them.
Did she just say, well, we created the problem that we walked into? You can't have your cake and eat it too,
Jim. Over the last year. So with the movement of migration that has been growing over the last year, we're all sitting there. Well, we created this problem we walked into.
Well, we created this problem we walked into. There's
the movement of migration, too. That was a felicitously phrased.
Yeah, it's always
a few words.
It's always amazing to me. Well, first of all, there's a lot to unpack there. One, she keeps saying that's not her assignment. They act like she's, you know, James Bond. That's not her assignment. Like, let's stop pretending that her assignment is anything other than doing interviews that go
and
awry.
And when she says only Republicans are angry about this and complaining about this, Jen, how do you explain the fact that a Republican was elected mayor of McAllen, Texas, on the border for the first time ever, apparently, ever? And how do you explain the fact that Zapata County flipped for Donald Trump in 2020? That's on the border. That's not even McAllen. It's a different county. Washington Post calls it the bluest of blue counties. It went for Donald Trump in 2020. It was the first time a Republican had carried Zapata County in Texas since Warren G. Harding, exactly 100 years ago. So I think that probably it's not only white conservatives in pickup trucks with explicatives about Biden on the back of the pickup trucks that are voting.
I'm going to respectfully disagree, because one of the biggest conservative Trump-supporting deplorables I know had a problem with Kamala Harris, and that would be Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. So if you really want someone who represents the right-wing part of this country, it's got to be AOC. Yeah. And she was not happy with Kamala's don't come message to illegals.
Right. What if Donald Trump had ever said, don't come? Just period, don't come. He never said don't come. He said, we love immigrants, but you have to come legally, didn't he? He always said that. We said, we want immigrants, but we want them to come legally. She didn't say any of that. There were no caveats. There were no modifiers. It was just, don't come.
Senator Ted Cruz hit the nail on the head when he said it seemed like a hostage video. Someone was making her say it. Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the house of value. I love my new RAV4 XLE that I got at Toyota of Portsmouth. It has all these great features, but the best part about it was just the process of leasing it. Everyone there is so nice. Sparkling, clean showroom. You guys are going to absolutely love it. So check them out. They're located just south of the Portsmouth traffic circle off 95. Go to toyotaofportsmouth.com or visit them at the showroom and tell them I sent you. Howie, I'm going to request selfishly that I get to play one more sound cut here. I'm scared to play it, but I think I have to. This is another conservative, Nicole Wallace. She was talking to Representative Jim Clyburn, and she had a request. This is cut 10.
I'm going to be really brief because I just need you to fill me up with wisdom here. But the Republicans, I spent time in that party. This is their whole game. This is a maniacal, urgent, front burner, back burner, middle burner issue, and they won't stop.
Fill me up with your wisdom. These people have lost their minds.
Then she uses the word urgent.
I mean, you know what? Donald Trump broke these people. It's becoming more and more clear every single day. That's all for me, Howie, but I'll be tuning in for the rest of the show.
Thank you so much. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing and one thing only. You need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Warmer temps are creeping up, and you're going to want to open those doors and windows. Pollen is going to come in, and when it does, you're going to need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. One user wrote, quote, the Thunderstorm does what it claims. It is definitely effective on my husband's allergies, sneezing, runny nose, and coughing, unquote. The Thunderstorm is a small device you can hold in your hand and plug into your electrical outlet or into your car by USB cable to purify the air. And the great part of it is it's well under $100.
And Howie, just to add in here, it's great if you have allergies, but I don't have allergies, so I just want to let people know that if you cook in your house, or even if you have a dog, or if someone smokes in your house, it's great just to get rid of smells. And that's something I think at some point everybody can use.
And you'll even go out for a couple of hours and you come back and the house smells great.
Yeah, and it's dead silent, so you forget that it's even on.
The Thunderstorm Air Purifier works like a real thunderstorm. It quietly sends out super oxygen and ions to kill odors in your room and purify the air. As Grace just said, it's great for pollen, pet, kitchen, musty basements, tobacco, or any other unwanted odors. You need the Thunderstorm. Right now, you can get the Thunderstorm at the lowest price available. Just use code word Howie10 and you'll save an additional $10 off the sales price, and you'll get free shipping. Go to EdenPure.com, click on the radio banner, and put code word Howie10 at checkout. That's EdenPure.com, radio banner, and code word Howie10. With the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, your problem rooms will no longer be a problem. I'm Howie Carr.
He doesn't do this just for the money.
It's also my pleasure to see to it that decent, hardworking people in this community aren't robbed blind by a pack of money-mad pirates just because they haven't anybody to look after their interests.
Howie Carr will be right back. On the radio and on the big screen, twice.
I am big. It's the picture that got small.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. Hunter Biden is, I mean, this laptop is the gift that keeps on giving, isn't it? I mean, it's just so many embarrassing things in there. Now he's used the N-word multiple times in casual conversation, text messages, show. We'll talk more about that in the next hour. And he'll get a total pass. They cancel country singers for you know, being caught on a camera saying the word once, and this guy's saying it over and over again. But
this is just Russian disinformation, Howie.
I forgot. Yeah. You know, when are those guys that all those quote unquote intelligence officials who signed the letter that they was a full page ad, I think, in the New York Times? This is Russian disinformation. I mean, they knew it was BS then. No one's denying anything. 844-500-4242. Kathy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kathy.
Yeah, that gal, Maya, whatever, from the New York Times, when I saw her on the news this morning, and I know where she's talking about because I see those people on Sunrise Highway. It's probably around the town of Merrick and Belmore. They're, you know, sometimes it's 50, sometimes it's more, but they got the flags out there for Trump and
right.
You know, I can't say the word to you about Biden and
right.
stuff like
no,
that.
No, I've seen that too. They're out on boats on the Intercoastal Waterway in Florida. But I mean, what's the big deal? I mean, it's freedom of speech, right?
Yeah, and like, you know, they're there, and she, like I said, I know she must have been, she said she was on Long Island, and I travel a fair part of Sunrise Highway before I head out east to the North Fork, and I'm almost positive it's in that location that she was talking about.
Yeah, we got to get the sound. What is it? That's Woody Guthrie, isn't it? This land is my land, this land is your land, or I think it's Woody Guthrie, or somebody like that anyway.
That's Greenwood, isn't it? Lee Greenwood?
I mean, it may be Lee Greenwood, but I think the original is somebody else. Woody Guthrie, maybe. Check it out. Let's get the original one. I mean, she must get the vapors, you know? We're going to have to cancel Woody Guthrie. This land is my land. This land is your land. Thanks for the call, Kathy. I mean, who hasn't seen that? How many times did you see in Bush lied, people died, or re-defeat Bush? I mean, did people go on national TV and say that they felt disturbed because they saw that? Here it is.
Hold this up. Land is your land.
Oh,
this land is
help!
My land.
Help!
California to the New York Island.
How dare
Mini
you?
Mini Long Island.
To the Gulf Stream waters.
In my pickup truck.
This land was made for you and me.
Now throw in some explicatives for this chorus. There it is. All right. 844-500-4242. That's Woody Guthrie. Lorraine, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lorraine.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, Howie. It's the Belmore Railroad Station in Nassau County. There have been people out there every day throughout the entire campaign supporting Trump with flags and through the rain, even after the election went sour, they were still out there. And the part about putting up flags, and it bothers her, there are towns that put up hundreds of flags on the front lawns of high schools to honor our soldiers. And
right.
It's a thing. I can't this woman.
We had them in front of St. John the Evangelist Church, the Catholic church that the mailroom manager and I belonged to. And it's, you know, they had, that's what you do. And I don't, why is she so offended by this? Thanks for the call. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Quickly, John.
Hey, Howie, you talked about getting a pass. Rap music, that gets a pass for everything. But what I really want to talk about is I voted today in New Jersey. When I was in the voting booth,
yeah,
I had to go into a school, and they did the Pledge of Allegiance. I was quite impressed. So I'm in a voting
booth. Wow.
And I did the Pledge of Allegiance. It was awesome.
Was it a public school, John, or a Catholic school?
No, it was a public school.
Wow.
Public school, Hillsborough, New Jersey.
Don't let Phil Murphy know that, John. He'll come down hard on him, harder than he came down on that gym that was trying to stay open during COVID last year when he was fining him tens of thousands of dollars. 844-500-4242. We'll be back and we'll talk about Hunter Biden and the N-word. I'm Howie Carr.